The rising cost of rice has hit home, too, as you probably noticed. For example, some varieties of the grain have doubled in price this past year. One school of thought goes like this: as the price goes up, demand goes down. But many shoppers, especially some Asian immigrants, didn't go to that school. As the price of rice climbs, they're buying more before the price goes up even further tomorrow. Ernesto Ramirez works as the grocery manager at Monterey Market in Berkeley, California. So who are your rice-buying customers, and what type of rice do they buy?
My number one customer buyers are Asian immigrants, and they usually buy jasmine rice.
Jasmine rice, which comes from where?
From Thailand.
From Thailand. And what's happened to the cost of that particular rice?
Went double the price.
Double from what to what?
Say from 49 cents a pound, it went up to $1.09.
From 49 cents a pound to $1.09 a pound in how long a period of time?
About 3 weeks.
You're kidding. So has the price rise affected other kinds of rice that you sell as well, or just jasmine from Thailand?
The first one was jasmine, just because, you know, it was the number one, you know, Thailand is the number one producer in the world. And then you know, they noticed the price, you know, double the price on the jasmine rice, so they went out to long white rice, which is the cheapest.
Mm-hmm. So the long white rice, where does that come from?
Long white, you know, can come from different countries. It can come, even United States produces some of the long white rice.
Where do you get it from?
Get it from Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Okay, so what's happened to the price of the long white?
It's just, there's about the same, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, we have to raise some of those prices because This is not buying jasmine, they're buying long whites, and now there's been a shortage on the long white, too, here in the United States.
So have your distributors raised the price, or you're just doing it on your own at the market?
They have. On the long white, they had a little bit, but not as much compared to jasmine.
Are there other substitutes that you think you're going to have to come up with? I mean, if they're not having jasmine, you say they go to long white. If the price of long white goes up...
Well, we carry, like... Here in our store, we carry about 20 different kinds of rices.
20 different kinds of rice, wow.
Yeah. So they figure, you know, so there's no long white, there's long brown rice, there's short brown rice, there's wild rice. I mean, you know, here we have different choices. We got other options. And, you know, I think we're going to be okay here in Berkeley, especially here in the Bay Area.
By the way, I know some of the big warehouse stores are having to put a limit on how much rice people can buy.
Right. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, how about you for your market?
No, we're fine.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, I mean, I talked to some, you know, some of these, some of my friends, you know, some of the Asian friends that I have. I told them, you know, what's happening? I mean, are you guys going to be okay? Like, well, yeah, it's just, you know, our parents, they're the ones that are panicking for whatever happened, you know, back in, you know, World War II, you know, there was a shortage of rice and they didn't have any rice to eat and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of like brings back memories from back then that they didn't have any rice at all. But all I have to say, you know, don't, to my Asian community, you know, don't worry. There's plenty of rice, and if there's no jasmine, there's other different kinds, other different flavors, and we're not going to run out of rice. And I know that some of the prices are going to go down.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. Ernesto Ramirez, grocery manager in the grocery department at Monterey Market in Berkeley, California. Best of luck to you.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.